Israel has the saltiest body of water in the world. Now it has the longest salt cave. Researchers near the Dead Sea say they've mapped 6 miles of the Malham Cave there. Amos Frumpkin is a geologist at Hebrew University. Tell us what it feels like to be inside the salty chambers of this cave.
Well, they are quite beautiful, sometimes transparent, sometimes very white. It's kind of very, very exciting.
Can you actually taste the salt when you enter the cave?
Yes, you can. You can easily. If it is a stalactite or stalagmite, it is pure salt, like in the kitchen. Mm. And if it is just the wall of the cave, it's less pure.
I've seen some of the pictures. It's really, I mean, it is gorgeous. I mean, it looks like almost diamonds hang from the ceiling and the walls. Professor Frumpkin, as somebody who studied this cave for a long time, were you surprised to realize how big it is?
Yes, I did not know that it is so long. We thought that it is a few kilometers long, more than 6, but we didn't know that it is really more than 10 kilometers long. But this depends on the enthusiasm of the cavers who survey it. Like if they manage to crawl into the most tight places and if they hang with the ropes in shafts and make kind of pendulum to the side passages, high levels of the cave, then they are able to map all the passages, even those which are less easy to reach.
I know geologists see a lot of history inside rock and earth. What did you learn about history from what you've seen in this cave?
The cave is acting like a time capsule, generally for many things. In this case, it's much about climate history of this place and the country because the salt is so easily dissolved. And in addition, we had a lot of pieces of wood being swept into the cave from the surface of the mountain, and these allowed us to date the cave passages by radiocarbon. So we have exact climatic history of the region for the last 8,000 years.
I don't know if you're aware, but some people say there are health benefits to breathing the air of natural or man-made salt caves. You've been in the salt cave a number of times. What do you make of this?
I agree. After I visit the cave, I feel better. If I came with some kind of, let's say, high temperature or so, I feel better when I come out. I do believe it works.
Do you think the Malham Cave is going to have to be protected now that it's been publicized?
Yes, I think so. It should be protected because otherwise we shall not have such beautiful things anywhere in the world if it's not protected. We don't have such features in most other places, like in North America. I believe there is not a single salt cave.
Have you ever been into a cave in North America that comes even close to kind of how spectacular the Malham Cave is?
Oh, yes. The most spectacular cave in the world, perhaps, in North America. That's La Chaguilla Cave. But it is in limestone. It's not in salt.
And where is that cave?
This cave is in New Mexico, but it's closed to the public. It's difficult to visit it.
All the beautiful things are close to the public.
Yes, most of them.
Mm-hmm. Amos Frumpkin, geologist at Hebrew University. Thank you very much.
Thank you.